2016, the great year for whatever you need it to be. This is the award-winning podcast from a History with God Ministries Godcast Network featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.org for articles, links, prophetic words, prayer requests, and other awesome resources. While you're there, consider becoming a partner with us by clicking on the partnership section. Be a part of something big. Make an eternal difference today as you, together with us, bring the message of faith to the world. Together, we can do far more than any of us could ever do alone. And lastly, get on our mailing list to receive your free daily devotion right in your email every morning. They are sure to comfort, inspire, teach, and even challenge you in your walk with the Lord. This ministry is a nonprofit 501c3 corporation, and your giving is tax deductible. And now, let's join the host of this Godcast, Frank Sasso.
Hello, hello, welcome to A History with God's Who's Your Daddy Godcast, right here live with me, your host, Frank Sasso. I'd like to welcome all of our subscribers, our listeners, our viewers, and of course, the first-time listener just tuning in today. We have got a very, very special guest here today. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever thought, wouldn't it be cool to have a board game based either on the Bible or on the Word, or have a just a fun game where you could learn about God's Word, a true Christian's board game? Well, I got good news for you. We have the creator with us right now of the new Road to Heaven board game, Miss, a nice Irish girl, Denise Migliaccio. Hello, Denise.
Hey, Frank. How are you?
I don't know if you can get more Italian sounding than that last name.
Definitely not.
That's why I said Irish, to throw some people off. Keep you on your toes, listeners. Road to Heaven. I tell you what, you have gotten such a great game here.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm sure you know this. I'm sure you've heard countless praises.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, if you go to the website, historywithgod.org, you'll see a picture of the board game there. You can also actually get a copy of the board game at christianboardgame.com, christianboardgame.com. It's a fabulous, fabulous game. I absolutely love it.
Thanks. So much has gone into this game. It took 8 years to make.
8 years to make it?
Yes, 8 years.
Okay, I wanted to talk from the beginning.
Okay.
Why did you feel there was even a need for a Christian board game? There's so many board games out there that are so inoffensive and so, like, not, you know, controversial at all. Mm-hmm. What gives you the right to say, hey, we need a Christian board game out there?
Right. Well, there are a lot of games out there, but there's nothing based on Christianity. And personally, I wanted to do something to honor the Lord. I wanted to do something biblical, something for Him, something to give back to Him.
Now, let's talk about the pieces. You got what? You have the Lamb's Book of Life.
Right.
You have a little earth.
That's correct.
You have a cross.
Yes.
You have the little pieces that you move around. They're like the little Jesus fish.
That's right.
Correct?
Right.
And so much work has gone into just those things.
Pieces, yes.
I mean, it's so hard. This is an audio show, obviously. Right. It's so hard to really appreciate the quality of these pieces. That's what I'm saying. You got
to
go on the website. You got
to
go check out Christian Board Game.
You got to
see it. At least see the video starring Denise, because she just rocks the video. And you're going to buy one just to because you wouldn't want to upset Denise. You're just going to want to buy one of these games. But because you're so genuine. You're so, like, real that it's a breath of fresh air.
Thank you.
Is. I really mean that.
So I'll tell you. You know what? Yes. The earth. Basically, what we wanted to do is depict the Christian walk of life. Okay? So from the moment that you open the game and you want to roll the dice, every space is biblical. So it has all of the Bible books in order. All 66 books of the Bible are in order.
Yeah, Old Testament and New Testament.
Old and New. The Old is in black and the New Testament is in red.
It's in red, right.
Okay. But in between those spaces, you have life teaching spaces.
Okay.
So let's take the worldliness.
Yes.
The worldliness stands for
being, now this is the living, globe thing,
the globe,
right?
Okay, the globe. Earth. And okay. So everybody loves the Earth. They, especially the kids, they want them.
My wife loves the Earth.
The Earths, they're cool.
Yeah, they are very cool.
Them.
Yeah.
But it stands for worldliness, which is, you know, wanting the Ferrari, like wanting the new iPhone, wanting that stuff. And that's not why we're here. And we don't take any of this stuff with us when we go to the Lord. So worldliness is not good.
Well, worldliness, I mean, look, here's the thing. So first of all, if you collect these Earths in the game, during the game, that's not good.
That's not good.
So that's actually a bad thing.
That's a bad thing.
Okay. But I mean, as far as like Ferraris and stuff, you know, the Lord gives us these things to enjoy.
Absolutely.
You know, it's all good. But as far as, you know, loving
those
things, it's like
right.
That's the root to all kinds of evil.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. I just want to make sure we're on the
that's
same page.
Right.
All right, cool. Okay. Now tell me about the Lamb's Book of Life. It's a little book.
And it's an awesome book. Did you see this book?
I love it.
White with the gold letters.
I love it. It's very cool.
So the Lamb's Book of Life.
How do you get one of them and why do I need it?
So the Lamb, why do you need it?
In the
is.
Game.
If you collect three of these as you're going through the board, around the board, you go directly to Heaven's Gate.
So I skip all these spaces and I go right to the end spot?
That's correct.
But I still have one more spot
you still
to get
have,
to.
You have to get from Heaven's Gate into Heaven.
Okay, so it's like a shortcut
to
bypass all these
that's
spaces.
That's correct.
Okay, so I need three of those.
You need three of those to get to Heaven's
Gate.
And
how do I obtain these things during the game?
So you get them by, if you can land on a space that's a Lamb's Book of Life space that says to collect a Lamb's Book.
Oh, that I get a book.
Right.
Okay.
There's also the Holy Spirit space, which we call the companion space, where it says collect any piece. So you can collect it there.
So I can say, hey, give me one of them books.
That's
okay.
Right. That's right.
Cool.
You know?
I know what I'm looking for.
Yep. And then also we have blessing cards. And blessing cards are the best. They're all forward movement or collecting pieces.
Okay.
And you can get one that says collect a Lamb's Book.
Mm.
We also have, like, so let's talk a little bit about the blessing cards.
Yes.
Blessing cards, like I said, are forward movement or collecting pieces. But we also wanted to do some of how a Christian should be. So we have mercy cards. We have pay it forward cards, which let's just say it says, you know, you collect this blessing card and it says pay it forward. Take two Lamb's Book of Lives and give one to the person on your right. So it's blessing another person besides yourself.
Oh, you're blessing another player.
That's right.
So it's competition, but it's also encouragement.
It is encouragement. There's also compassion with, you know, are you going to do something for somebody else in there during the game? So it's really, you know, as I said, it's awesome. It's so much thought has gone into this on really how to... You know, how Jesus wanted us to be, right?
Sure,
how we
want
to live. So it's worthwhile.
Now, I got a question. You have more than just the blessing cards. You have the blessing cards.
Right.
You have knowledge cards.
That's correct.
And then what's that other one over there?
This is the Bible book card.
The Bible book card. What is that for?
So the Bible book cards, these are all 66 books of the Bible.
Right.
And at the beginning of the game, every player chooses one.
Okay.
And places it face up in front of them.
All right, so you just put in, you have Deuteronomy. Okay.
So
this is fifth book.
This is my book. And so if you're playing, you're going to choose a card and you have
Job. So I have Job.
Okay. So now this, what we try to do is we want people to learn the books in order. So it gets you to know where it is.
18th
whether
book
it's,
of the Bible. Okay.
Whether it's an Old Testament or New Testament. Because again, the Old Testament's in black and the New Testament cards are in red.
Right. So what are all those other cards now? All those other 64 cards?
These are all the other 64 books of the Bible.
So what do you do with those now?
Okay, so once, let's say you have five people, everyone chooses one, then you put them back into the case.
Right, that's it?
Okay, that's it. So you're only playing with the ones in front of you. So now, as I'm going, okay, if I'm moving along the board and I land in my own book,
okay,
I am going to go directly to Heaven's Gates.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it's another shortcut.
It's a shortcut.
Okay, gotcha.
If I land on your book... I get to collect any piece or, let's say, give an earth back to
what do house. I get for that? For you landing on my book?
You don't get anything.
Oh, see, that's not right.
Yep, you don't get anything.
What happened
I'm
to
moving.
Encouraging your fellow players? Jeez.
My fellow player is going to look, try to land on everybody else's book or even his own book.
Okay,
you know?
All right. I'm going to interrupt you.
Okay. So these are knowledge questions.
I don't even like that answer. Anyway, now, this is what I like most about the game. As a kid, I was a horrible student in school. And my parents would try to fool me into learning stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I think I was either too slick or either slick or too stupid to figure out what they were trying to do. Like flashcards worked for me. It was like a memorization thing. It never got in my head. If I didn't have a grasp of the material, I'm not going to remember it.
Right.
And also, I'm not going to care.
Right.
You know?
That's right.
Okay. But this is very interesting. Listen to this, listeners. So I pick up one of these knowledge cards. It's like a question card, right? So I pick up a question, and it says, it's a multiple choice.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this question. Which apostle doubted Jesus' resurrection until he saw and touched the nail holes? Was it A, Simon Peter, B, Thomas, C, James, D, Judas? Now, a normal game would have the answer there.
Right.
Not this game.
Nope. The answer would be on the back.
This game,
games,
it says,
right?
Answer, colon, John 20, 24 to 25. What is that all about?
That's where the answer could be found. So it's in the book of John,
so
right?
So what if I don't have a Bible here to look that up?
Well, every game comes with a full-size Bible.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yes, we did.
Wait a second. You pack a full-size Bible in this game, too?
Absolutely.
Holy schmoly.
Listen, part of our goal with this game was so that everybody would have a Bible. We wanted everyone to see that the Bible is not hard to read, and we wanted everyone to have one.
So if someone's playing this game, whether they're a believer or not.
Right.
Right?
Right.
The only way they're going to get the answer, unless they just happen
unless
to know the
know
answer.
It.
The only way they're going to find the answer to find the answer to wonder what it is if they don't know it, is to look in the Bible and look it up.
That's correct.
So now you're teaching them how to look something up in the Bible and how,
right.
and how the books are laid out, what those numbers mean.
That's right. The book,
that
the
is
verse,
really, really
the chapter,
cool.
the verse, yes.
So that's a great way, a,
it's
great,
a great
like Bible
way.
Study thing.
It is. So we have a customer who bought the game and has a daughter.
Yeah.
And the daughter hated going to church, didn't want to go to church, and she bought the game. And the kids have their own little session during
okay.
church. So the kids
yeah.
have their own little, so where they go while the parents are in church. So the parent bought the game, brought it to church. And so now her daughter loves going to church because all she wants to do is play this game. And they wind up not leaving church, staying for the next session because she wants to play the game again.
Wow.
And I just received an email saying that now she's like learning all the questions, like she's knowing, she knows all the answers and stuff.
So she's learning the word.
She's learning the word.
And look at this. You have like, they thought of every detail in this game. They even have a little stand.
For the earth.
For yeah. the earth, so they don't roll away as you collect. So you're expecting people to get worldly, aren't you?
Of course.
Wow.
Don't we all?
How encouraging.
Yeah.
Look at, and you have, and there's two, what is it, 10-sided dice?
10-sided dice, so there's huge movement in the game.
Wow, look at that.
If you roll doubles, you get to roll again.
They look like little dreidels.
Right.
Was that on purpose?
No.
Well, it's
well, like, we wanted like big movement, because the board is big, right? So we wanted quick movement around.
Wow.
So
and you
can
got
move
this picture
spaces.
Of Jesus on there.
Yep.
This
yep.
is, what you. I mean, there's not one, and I love the fish. The pieces.
Christian fish, yep,
so,
has the cross.
Now you have
it.
how many pieces there?
So there are, you can play this with 6 players, and there are 12 pieces. Everyone
so
gets
can't you
two.
Play with 12 pieces, codes. 12 players?
No, it's usually 6 players. But what we have done is play with teams. And so if you have 24 people or something like that, you
okay.
can play where there's like 4 people to a team, and someone rolls
right.
this time, someone moves, someone will answer a question, someone will decide what piece you're going to collect. So we have played in groups.
So you're saying, wait, let me get this straight. 6 people can play the game. That means they each have 2 pieces.
That you
each.
Have 2 pieces to go around.
Oh, you have 2 pieces. So you have 2 times you go around this.
That's
board.
Right.
How long does the game take?
Believe it or not, it's 30 to 45 minutes. It's very quick.
The board is huge.
The board is huge. But like I said, you know, we have dice that give you forward movement quickly. You have your blessing cards that move quick. Some of the spaces move you ahead to other Bible books.
Okay.
So it's really quick and it's fun.
Yeah, by the way, listeners, I don't want you thinking that I never played the game before. I played it once with Christina, and we loved it. But also, I'm not even sure if we played it correctly. I'm pretty sure we did, because
yeah.
the instructions were impeccable.
Yeah.
They were really, really easy to follow. So
right.
I'm just saying a lot of this for your benefit, listeners. But again, ChristianBoardGame.com, you got to check this thing
right.
out. What is that you're holding?
This is the directions.
Oh, directions. I'm sorry. I didn't see it. Okay,
right.
Cool.
And actually, you know what? It also comes with 6 little tips and reminders.
That's what
card.
I was using. Yeah, the tips
yep.
and reminders card.
So
this
way
great.
Each player or each group could have one. And so then you know if you land in a Bible book space, what do? If you land in a temptation space.
But you could be sent back
yes.
to a Bible book space. If you're sent back to a Bible book space, don't forget to check to see if you have any players that hold a Bible book card.
Right.
So if
so
I get sent back to Deuteronomy, which is your card, your book, what happens to me?
It's my, but you get to collect any piece, or you can give back an earth.
Oh, so that's a good
why
thing?
Going back is basically not a good thing, but you never know. You can land on someone else's Bible book card.
Oh, so even if I backslide, I could still experience the blessing.
That's correct. That's right.
And that's right up there with grace.
That's right. That's
hello.
Grace. There you go.
Love it.
Right?
Love it, love it, love it. I really do love it. Yeah. Now, wait, there's one piece. What is this here? There's this little piece.
So these
it's
are
a cross.
Crosses, yes.
Yeah,
this
okay.
is forgiveness and salvation are crosses. That's what they represent.
Yeah.
So at the beginning of the game, everybody starts with a cross. That's part of the setup.
All right.
And so the cross stands for forgiveness. So let's say you land on a disobedient space where you have to go back.
Right.
You can actually give up your cross and say, I'm not going to go back. Okay? But you need to get it back.
Wait a second. Wait. If I land on a disobedience space and I have a cross with me.
Yes.
I can just give the cross back to the bank.
Yep.
And then what happens to me?
Nothing. You get to stay there. You don't have to go back.
What if I don't give up my cross?
Then you go back.
Wait, I go back because I'm not giving up my cross?
That's right. Well, this is forgiveness. So either you're going to experience forgiveness from the Lord and stay there.
I wish my wife were here because she would explain this to me. She would explain in Frankie's.
Yeah. Something that Frankie
I don't
can
understand. How do I go back if I'm holding on to the cross? How do I go back?
How do you go back?
How do I backslide if I'm holding on? If I'm holding on to
the
cross,
well, because you have to give the cross. You have to experience. You have to experience the forgiveness. You have to give it up, and then you'll be like you're being forgiven.
Oh,
you have to repent.
Oh,
right.
But repent. But repent means to turn around.
Right.
That's what
it doesn't
the word
mean.
Means.
You're going back. It means that right. It's repent is being sorry for what you did. So let's say that disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I think I found a loophole in this game.
Nah.
Mm. Yeah.
No.
Good.
Come on, be real.
I'm trying to be real. I'm totally being real.
Okay,
I want
this
to know.
Is you're repenting,
yeah,
right?
Okay,
so
I'm
you
repenting.
Were disobedient,
yes.
And you were supposed to go back. Okay, but you're going to repent and you're
right.
going to give up your cross.
Right.
And the Lord's going to forgive you, so now you don't have to go back. You stay where you are.
Oh, okay. So I got you. The action of putting this piece back in the thing
is
keeps me from backsliding because I've experienced the power of the forgiveness in this particular
symbol,
which is a cross.
That's right.
And I don't have to move anywhere.
Right.
All right. Now I got you.
Do you understand?
Now I got you. All right. Cool.
Okay.
Wow.
So, but now, Frank, let me tell you something
yes.
else. There's also one more meaning of the cross, which is redemption. So, like I said, it stands for forgiveness. So
right.
you can give it up to get out of something bad, but you have to get it back. By the time you get to Heaven's Gate, you have to get it back because it's through the cross that we're saved. And in order for you to get from Heaven's Gate into heaven,
mm-hmm.
you have to have a cross before you can roll the dice to get into heaven.
Okay, so now I need the cross.
Now you need the cross.
I need that cross
back. So that's
back.
Why it's very, like you do this very, like you give it up very sparingly.
Okay?
Okay. Only if you really have to give it up or you really, you know, let's say you have one earth and you don't want that second earth, which is going to get you to back to the beginning of the game again, and you're so close to Heaven's Gate,
okay.
maybe you might want to give it up then, but you have to get it back before you can enter heaven.
This is very interesting, because this is just like life.
Right.
I need the blood
of Christ right.
to get into heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know I'm saved through the redemptive work Jesus did on said
on the cross.
Right?
Right.
So I need that revelation of who I am because of the cross.
The cross, that's right. That's
so in a sense, I have the cross.
That's right.
When I go to heaven. That's why I'm going to heaven.
That's right.
Okay. But as far as the sake of the game goes, you know, well, how else are you going to do it? You have to do it for game language.
That's correct.
You know,
right,
you need
right.
this to get here, you need that to get here.
There.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So
yes.
it's like, yeah. But this is a wonderful, I love it. I really love it. I was kind of surprised at how fast. Because I took one look at the board.
And,
I'm like, it opens this way. It's like a trifold board.
That's right. I know.
I'm like, we're going to be here for like hours. I think it was about maybe a half hour, 40 minutes, yeah. maybe. And then I'm thinking, in the back of my mind, I'm like, I must have done something wrong. Because this was really fast.
No, it does. Yeah. You know? Sometimes your first piece, you get that right into heaven right away.
Boom,
and then
you're
the
there.
Sec-
yeah.
And then you have that second piece.
You got to work on that second piece
right,
for a while.
Right, right.
For some reason.
Say, and that's true. Usually one piece goes quick and
yeah.
the other one takes a long time.
Well, my wife,
back a few times.
My wife, like in most things, beat me to heaven.
Right.
So she won. Both pieces won.
Right.
Beat me. I eventually got there. Which, hey, praise God.
Yeah.
Right? I eventually
that's
got,
all you want, right?
I just want to get there.
Right.
I don't care about how long does it take me.
Right.
I love it. So 8 years to make this game.
8 years.
Wow. Well, you definitely, there's that scripture, I think it's in Psalms, about establishing the work of your hands.
That's right.
Yep. He definitely established the work of your hands, man, because this thing, it's so professionally done. That's another thing. Just in general, I'm not going to like say specific things, but there's just some time, I don't know what it is. And my wife and I have talked about this on previous episodes, Christian movies or books or like, you know, even games, or it's just, there's something about, I don't know why, like the quality of them. They're like, who made this?
Right.
Shouldn't we be setting the standard? Shouldn't we be setting the pace?
That's right.
This game, yep. I'd put this right up, right in the toy, on a toy store shelf.
Absolutely.
No problem. You would expect to see this.
We want this game to last forever, and it will last forever.
It's wrapped nicely. The artwork is great. The pieces are. I love the earth. I love it. The instructions are clear. Mm-hmm. The game, the board is huge, but yet it fits in this nice sized box. It's a beautiful box, by the way.
Thanks.
I love the cards. I got a question. What if I go? If I get through all these cards, now what? I got it. Why? So I just start over again?
So the game comes with 50 knowledge questions.
Okay. What if I get through all 50?
So once you learn all 50, we also have three other expansion decks: Knowledge Deck 2, Knowledge Deck 3, and Knowledge Deck 4.
Oh, I can get more cards.
You can get more cards.
Oh, that's cool.
So after you learn the first deck, you can, you know, open up your next deck.
Right.
And we're all going to be making more as well.
I was just going to say, so what happens when I get to level 200?
So we'll have more. That's why we want this game to last everybody, you know, last for a very long time.
Yeah, no,
we
this is great.
You want the knowledge, to keep growing your knowledge.
Love it. Love it, love it. So, when Adam and Eve realized they were naked after they sinned, what did they cover themselves with? Fig leaves, camel hair, tunics of skin, palm branches.
So
it was fig leaves.
That's right.
But you could really find out in Genesis 3.
You can really find out.
If I had a Bible here. Oh, and there's the Bible.
Yep,
it comes with the King James Bible. Look
that's
at this.
Right. New King James, yep.
You know, a lot of people think it was an apple. I think it was a fig that they ate.
No.
Hence the fig leaves.
It doesn't say funny.
It doesn't say apple.
Oh,
it doesn't
they ate
say
the
apple.
Fruit.
It
that's
said fruit.
Right. They ate the fruit. That's
I
right.
believe it was, I think they were eating figs. Because then they grabbed the first thing they could see with the fig leaf.
Yeah.
Which would probably stand by a fig tree. I totally believe that. I don't believe it was an apple. I really don't. I mean, you know, society and culture is always an apple, you know. But anyway, now it was kind of funny how we met.
Right.
Actually, it wasn't even how we met, because how we met was just normal. We
right.
just got introduced. But I met your partner, Todd,
right.
in this. I'm at Panera with my buddy, Darren. And we're sitting there, we're having like a meeting. And this guy comes over, his name is Todd, I didn't know his name at the time. And comes over, hey, how you guys doing? He just starts talking to us, you know. And he's starting to tell us about this board game. I'm like, well, who is this guy? You know, like he's talking to us like he knows us, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And he's like, this guy talking. Like he's talking. Like I thought I thought I could talk. I said, Maron, who is this dude? You know, now my listeners know I work with a marketing firm, River City E-Marketing.
Right.
Okay. So my buddy Darren, big mouth that he is, he goes, oh, you looking to market your game. He's the guy to talk to, meaning me.
Me, right.
I'm like, oh, thanks a lot, Darren. You know, so I start talking to this guy, Todd. He's telling me how great this game is, Road to Heaven. He's a Christian. We're Christians. Hey, you know, we exchange some details about ourselves, a little bit, some pleasantries. So I figure, hey, let me just, you know, I'm like blowing this guy off.
Well,
I'm
right.
I'm being honest. I give him my card. I figure, okay, you know, this guy's not good. Nothing's going to happen with this guy. Because you know what it is? And it wasn't even anything against Todd. It was just like, it was like, oh, another thing, another Christian thing.
Thing, right.
You know what I mean? Which, and I hate to say it like that, but you know what I'm saying. Like,
I know what you're saying,
it's like, a typical, you know, it's probably some kind of shoddy thing, you know, that he wants to, you know, he wants to get out there, or whatever. This guy calls me, he must have called me like, you know, one time a day for 10 days. And it was like
that's
the
him.
Woman
yeah.
with the unjust
yeah.
judge. You know,
him, yeah.
he would not. I'm like, oh, not on this guy. He will not stop calling me. Finally, I call him back. We make an appointment. I have him sit down with me and Liam. And you. Mm-hmm. You came.
Right.
So the four of us sit down. And like the whole meeting with Liam, you were there.
I was there.
Todd
yeah.
keeps going. I love Dougalian. God bless Todd.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't for Todd, I think the Lord was totally using Todd to show me I met my match, I think.
Right.
To say, oh, this game is great. This game is great. I love this game. I love, like, it's like, hey, dude, we're already sitting down. We're on board.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, calm down. Because, like, Liam's trying to tell him, like, oh, this is what you need to do, blah, blah, blah. To, you know, follow these avenues of, like, YouTube, stuff like that, to get it out there. And he goes, yeah, it's a great game. Everyone I meet
yep.
says it's a great game. It's a great game. Great game. Great game. Great game.
He's very passionate.
Like, dude, we got it. You like it.
Yeah.
And then he gave me a game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, he gave me an... And that was the first time I saw the game.
Right.
And that was when I was like, wow, this is actually the real deal.
It's the real deal.
I'm like, okay. Well, the Lord knew what he was doing when he involved Todd in this.
A lot of love, yes.
I'm like, wow. So I brought it home. I said, hey, Christina, we got to play this game. She's like, oh, what is that? I said, this guy Todd and Denise, they made a game. Let's play this game. So we sat down, played it, loved it. And I'm just thankful that in spite of me kind of blowing off Todd. And yeah, I prejudged him. All right, listeners, what? We know, listen, based on some of your questions that you send in, we know some of the stuff that you're doing out there, yeah. So don't be judging me.
And what people think.
Exactly, listen, yeah. Honest. Anyway, I'm glad he persisted, because I probably could have, like, lost out on knowing him.
Right.
You know?
Right. Hey, you're lucky to get through this quicker than if he was here, right?
Todd's awesome. I'm gonna bring Todd on a future episode of Rodette. Now, check this out. We're going to do a video episode of me and Christina and another couple playing the game.
Oh, awesome.
So we'll let you know when that
comes. Will be
so
great.
Yeah, listeners, that's going to be another little piece of eye candy for you. Yeah. Watching the video of us playing the game. Okay, so your vision for this game. You got the game. It's done.
That's right.
ChristianBoardGame.com, ChristianBoardGame.com, www.ChristianBoardGame.com. You can order it right now. $39.95 for the game, and then I think it's like, oh, by the way, it's like $10 for shipping.
That's right. Well, because it ships FedEx.
Because it ships, and here's why, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
It ships FedEx. That's a good thing.
If you get it within like 2 or 3 days.
For $10? Give me a break.
And guys, don't forget, it comes with a Bible.
So it comes with a Bible.
The game is over 5 pounds because it has a book in it.
That's right.
It has the Bible in it.
That's it. Well, and now, listen, don't get all smart. Oh, what if I have my own Bible, so just take the Bible out. No, it comes with a Bible.
Yeah.
Just so I have my own dice.
You know what? It's a Bible that if you have your own Bible, it's a Bible you can give to someone who doesn't have one.
There you go.
That's the whole purpose.
Exactly right. And this is for the kingdom. All right?
That's right.
This is not for some major name brand toy company. God bless them. I'm just saying. Yeah. This is out of Denise and Todd's pocket. Right. Like, literally out of their pocket. Mm-hmm. This is not funded. And let me tell you, and when you see the quality of this thing, you're going to think a professional company mass produced this stuff.
Right.
I mean, it's wonderfully made. I'm looking at the pieces now. I'm still going off track again. But
isn't it awesome?
It really is awesome. It's such a pleasure to behold.
Did you see the dove on our crosses?
I didn't see that.
There's a dove on our crosses. The Holy Spirit.
Look at
Isn't that awesome?
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
This game, the more I look at it, the more stuff I notice. But yeah, so it's $39.95. So you think of $40 plus $10, $50.
For something that will last you a lifetime.
A great Christmas gift.
Absolutely.
Christmas is right around the corner.
It is.
It's less than 2 months away. You get this game in a couple of days, and you're ready to go. You'll be the hero of your church, of your youth group, of your neighborhood, of your friends and family. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right. Absolutely.
Amen. All right. So your vision is to what?
Through this game, my vision is to bring as many people to the Lord as we possibly can. So what we want is like...
That's a good vision.
Yep. All Christians, you know, buy this game. And it is a great way just to like have family game night together.
Yeah.
But ultimately, we're hoping that we as Christians, as we're playing the game and bring other people into it who aren't Christians, non-believers,
right.
That they'll have a great time playing the game, see what the Lord has to offer us, right? The goodness and what he has to offer us.
Absolutely.
And to bring more people to the Lord. So that's our vision.
Very, very cool.
And then as a company, so we are staying, you know, a Christian company. And so basically, out of all the profits that we make from this, we are donating it to Christian companies. And we want to give back to the Lord. So it would all be going to churches and Christian
so
companies.
So wait a minute. All the profits that you make on the game, 100% of the profits?
No. 10%.
Oh, 10%.
We're starting with 10%. And then
You're tithing on the game.
We're tithing on the game.
You're tithing on the game. That's a good thing.
Absolutely.
And 10% of that goes to Christian...
Either churches or, you know,
ministries.
Okay. Absolutely. We really want to serve the Lord, you know?
Absolutely,
So this is a way for us to do something to praise him, to honor him. And, you know, eventually we want to be able to do missions and have all the, you know, do what we're supposed to be doing.
Do you have any other ideas for any other games down the road? Or like maybe video games?
We're thinking about it, yes. Yeah, so, you know, originally we said let's do a board game because... Everybody is so into their phones and so into their electronics that we wanted to bring the family back to the table.
Sure.
So that was the original plan.
Oh, I see.
But
oh, that's
now, once it gets out there, we start doing it, the next step will be to make some kind of an app so that people could play with other people around the world and all that stuff.
That's
so
a
we can get
great
it.
Idea.
So we're going to do that as well.
So then you get them stuck to their phones again.
Right. Well, right. But at least it's a good thing, you know? And then we'll make other. We want to make other children's games and stuff like that.
Sure,
so.
That's great. Yeah. Or even like maybe even like coloring books and stuff.
Maybe
down the road, road to heaven.
Road to heaven, coloring book. Yeah,
you can do a bunch of stuff. There's so many things you could do.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
So cool. Well, Denise, is there anything else on your heart?
I just want to thank you. I really love the fact that you've made that step and let's say call Todd back.
Okay.
Because that's awesome. And how much you love the game, because that's just a true testament to how I believe and what I thought the game was to begin with.
Sure, sure.
And I just, what's on my heart is that I really hope that people will buy this and, you know, love playing it, enjoy family time together, because that's really important, that people just don't talk with each other anymore.
Absolutely.
And so I just want to bring the family back together. And most of all, let's honor the Lord, you know, and let's, you know, learn as much as we can and not be afraid to open the Bible. And
right.
And that's it, you know.
Hallelujah.
It's all about Him.
Woo!
Yes.
Love it.
Praise
cool.
the Lord, yes.
Okay, Denise, well, thank you very, very much for coming on the show today. I know our listeners would definitely encourage. And listeners, go out, get this game. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. www.christianboardgame.com. What was that? Christianboardgame.com. I'll say it again. Christianboardgame.com. Check it out. You're going to love it. And you get to see Denise. You get to actually see Denise right there on the website. You just hit buy now, and within 2 days, you have a Road to Heaven game, and you can play it. You can listen to the podcast while you're playing. You can do whatever you want to do. All right, so until next week, remember, we love you. God loves you,
and
Jesus is Lord.
Stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from A History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Until next time, remember, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.